Ervin, Perek Ches, Mishnah Yud Aleph. We have a hemshech of the din that we had before about pushing water out to an area where you wouldn't be allowed to pour it out. But now that you're only putting it out derech koichoi, so the dinim are different. So before we had that where it's more direct, where the koichoi is more of a direct spillage, so then you need to pour it into an ukon. From there it seeps out, that's already okay, that's already a second step. So we have also a case over here, shtei diyutois, ze keneged ze. We're going to read the Mishnah with the girsa of shtei diyutois zu keneged ze. It's a separate din. What we're talking about over here, diyutois, is like a porch. It's not called an aliyah, it's not clear exactly what's an aliyah and what's a diyuta, but a diyuta is also in the other places of Chazal you find also, there are diyutim in Gehenim, there are different levels. So we're talking over here about a raised platform where some people are living sort of up a few steps. It's not mamish a porch proper, which is why it's not called an aliyah, but it's up a few steps and it's not level with the chotzer. And because of that, when they sweep water out from their front door, or they spill water out, so they also have a problem pushing the water out to the chotzer. However, what we're talking about over here is diyuta is what that level that we're talking about. There's, let's say, three houses open to one level, one diyuta. Over there, they were ma'ariv together. So because of that, they're sweeping water or they're spilling water out their front door. Water that's no longer needed, they're pouring it out their front door onto the diyuta. Diyuta then spills over onto the side into the chotzer. The thing over here is that miktsosan osu uka, or miktsosan leosu uka. Some made a drainage thing, like we said before, a basin, and some didn't. As she'osu uka mutarin, the ones that made an uka mutarin, because they were ma'arav together, the b'nei diyuta achas were ma'arav together, they're allowed to push it, the water onto the diyuta. That they wouldn't be allowed to do, to carry out mibesam, to spill directly out, because that would be a violation of Hilchas Aruvei Chatzeis. But that's not a problem, they were ma'arav. Now, the fact that the water is going to spill over into the chotzer, even though the b'nei diyuta, the way the Gemara explains it, were not ma'ariv with the chotzer, that's not a problem, because that's only secondary. Okay, I got them, they didn't answer with the chotzer, she any more rebbes. So, miktsosan le'asu uka, she'asu uka mutorin, because they have a right to spill out onto their diyuta. From the diyuta to the chotzer, like we said, is no problem. Ve'she'le'asu uka, the ones that didn't make, they can't pour out their front door. Therefore, Asurin. We'll add that if you notice, some of the Mefarshim bring over here by the first word of the Mishnah, Shtei Diyutois, V'chein Shtei Diyutois. What that means is, the way some of the Mefarshim understand that a Diyuta is not another level, the way we explained. A Diyuta is also on the same level as the Chotzer, but sort of set back, similar to the last din that we had in Mishnah Yud, which was a chotzer and nachsadrim, estav and larba amois. So that would be the case over here. So the diyuta would be, the different areas in diyuta would be mitstarf to arba amois, and you wouldn't need a diyuta, a uka. And then shtei diyuta zukenegadzu is where there isn't dalar amois, and then the Mishnah slips into the din that we mentioned. But that's where the v'chein would come from, because it's a hemshech of that din from the Mishnah, from the previous Mishnah. But we read the Mishnah without being goes that word.